being the obviously oldest but longest tenured, just not only here but for years played pro hockey, I obviously have to take that as a responsibility to help some young guys, especially first year guys coming in, where, you know, not only is it a new league, but it's a new part of their life, especially coming out of college or junior or whatever it may be, where a lot of people are usually looking after you. Now it's a new world where you're kind of taking care of yourself, but at the same time, you look to teammates, friends in the room to help with the day-to-day stuff like that. And I mean, that's just kind of make myself available for anything guys need. Just playing again. I obviously didn't play last year. When we opted out, I wasn't about to move or go elsewhere. I took the year, and with the thought of I was planning on playing this year, I never really thought that with COVID that would have been it. I was still planning on playing, and, you know, thankfully it worked out where we get to actually do this again here especially, and I get to keep going. I think the idea was to kind of build a team to be able to play any style, but especially I find us to be, I think we're built as a playoff team right from the bat, off the bat, which may be a grind some nights in regular season when it turns into a bit of a track meet up and down the ice out there, and maybe that's not what we're looking for. And I think the way we're built, I think we're a heavy team that can skate as well and move the puck. And I think with our D, I think just getting pucks up the ice and not wasting too much time in our zone, I think that's going to be our strength. Right now, I'm just ready to play this year and kind of go from there and see what happens. I feel good, though. Mentally still excited. I still really enjoy being here every day. I think my wife thinks I only want to be here most days, or like being here more than at home, but that's not the case, especially with her and our little guy there. It's obviously fun being at home too, but even the year off, it kept me wanting it. But I've got to the point where I'm just focused on today, maybe tomorrow a little bit, and that's it for right now.